Hello everyone, this is Lillian and it's time for our 3 minutes with the word audio devotional. Today's topic is Behold, Spring. And our anchor scripture is taken from the book of Songs of Solomon, chapter 2, verses 11 and 12. Look, the winter is past and the rains are over and gone. The flowers are springing up, the season of singing birds has come, and the cooing of turtle doves fills the air. I had planned to send out an old episode today, but something happened that I took as a sign and I decided to do a quick recording to encourage someone, but also to pray for someone in need of God's speedy intervention. About 2 weeks ago, my son brought home a really tiny yogurt container filled with soil. He told me that he had planted a seed some time ago in school and now wanted to keep it at home to continue caring for it. He wanted to keep it on the windowsill to allow it get some sunlight. From time to time, he would water it, and each day I came to clean around the windowsill, I would see this tiny yogurt container filled with soil. It wasn't an entirely neat-looking container, and I felt it was out of place on my windowsill. But I let it stay just because of my son. After over a week, I noticed that there was still no life in the container. So I proposed that we trash it. "No, mommy," he said, "give me some more time." So I watched him water this ugly yogurt container with soil in it. But I silently made up my mind to throw the container away. Just last night, as I did some work around the windowsill, my eyes made contact with that container. And guess what I saw? Not one or two or three or four, but five little shoots. I screamed for him to come, and there was great rejoicing in my kitchen last night as me, him, and his siblings celebrated the timely emergence of his plant. Many lessons. First, the young boy didn't give up. He kept watching and tending to what looked like just soil. He couldn't see anything that gave him hope, but he trusted that what he put in would sprout. You have prayed, you have fasted, you have cried, you have obeyed, you have done all to stand. Please just stand and trust that your season of spring will come. Secondly, I wanted to throw the container away, so I kept watching. It wasn't just him that was watching. I was watching as well, with a different expectation. I looked a day before and saw nothing. Last night I looked again and there was life. Mockers may have looked at your life and mocked you in the past. But as we pray this morning, you will receive strength to hold on, because those who have mocked you and laughed at you will see the hand of God in your life suddenly. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your word this morning. Lord, this morning we join our faith and pray for all those who are about to go into despair as a result of waiting long for their testimony. Father, please give them the strength. Strengthen them in their inner man that they might wait the right way. Strength not to give up, O God, please release upon them. And Lord, in your mercy, let this be our season of sudden springing to life. Let this be our season of sudden miracles and sudden testimonies. Take all the glory, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Speak to you again soon. If you are blessed, please drop me a line on audiodevotional@yahoo.com or on our website at www.3minutesaudiodevotional.com. You could also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter at 3 Minutes Audio Devotional. Remember, wrapped up in God's Word is all you need for your change to come. Love you and bye.